Ladies and gentlemen, do welcome our special guest on studio, Utato.
Okay, let me do it right. He's always like, I am Tato.
T-H-A-T-O.
I like that better.
T-H-A-T-O. Yeah.
Oh, the voice.
Listen. I just wanted to hear that. That's why I wanted him to introduce himself, because that was, please do it again.
My name is T-H-A-T-O. Chilling with Zanz and Ivan. It's so good to have in your company. Bona. Must do voice overs and get paid for this. Come on.
Come on. I mean,
hey,
it's so
guy.
Hot in here. I'm loving the energy. You guys seem to be having so much fun. I mean, literally the aircon is at its maximum, but I still feel very heated. Or maybe it's because I was late.
Yeah.
You were running.
We're actually full of energy. Energy. So yeah. To kick things off, how was last year basically for you as a generally as a student, coping wise and doing a lot of things at once? How did you juggle around doing that?
It was, this is in terms of presenter search now, you're asking.
Yeah, generally in the presenter search,
the whole,
Five FM.
2019
yeah.
was a great year. 2019 was a super great year, I really won't lie. It'll have to be one of my best highlights in my 20s. Yes, in my 20s.
Yeah.
Because obviously I got something that I've been like really praying for so hard. I remember when the year started, I might have not been really specific. I was like, Lord, this year I want to be on TV. I don't know how, where, but I want national TV.
But it's going to happen.
And we're going to make it happen. And when it happened in a way and at a time I was not expecting.
Yeah.
And how it happened was just totally mind-blowing. Challenges, there were really, really lots of challenges. I mean, obviously, everybody knows this. I entered a competition. I didn't win a competition.
Yeah.
I put so much of everything on hold, on the line.
Yeah.
Because of me hoping that I was going to win. And obviously it didn't work out that way. But yeah, you know, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I feel like preaching.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So yeah, very, very, very exciting. Enlightening. I learned really quite a lot of things on the journey as well about myself. Learned a lot of things about the industry, the people.
Yeah.
What you really have to expect. And so many of the things that I can surely tell you guys, I was taught by Madiba's Radio.
Yeah.
So this is a great platform. It should never at any point be taken for granted. Respect it with all that you can. I mean, like, be here when you have to be here. Submit what's due whenever it's due. You know, because it teaches you so many things about life on its own in general. Quite challenging as a student. You mentioned something academically.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't write my exams because it was hectic.
Sure.
It really was hectic. But then obviously working on that now, and yeah, man, you know, it was not a waste of time.
Yeah, totally. Because some risk, I actually calculated risk, and then you do take your risk and they do pay off at times, because now you don't know when to take a risk or when to not. But when your heart is actually telling you to actually do take it,
absolutely.
Do it.
Go for it. Tato, my question for you is, because you went through everything last year and you didn't go through. However, in my eyes, you are a winner. Don't take me.
Are we just preaching tonight or what?
I really look up to Tato, because the first time I met, like, I saw him and knew about him last year when everybody was talking, this is the guy who was in Madiba's, because last year was my first year.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this guy is so vibrant and talented. I watched him throughout the show and everything, all his throughout the presenter search thing.
Yeah.
So Tato, my question is to the other children like me who are looking up to you. How do you go about in motivating yourself and following your dreams? Because there are some people who are like, I want to be on TV, and like, how do they have do, and they don't have resources, and they'd be like, I will never be on TV because of my background, where I come from. Firstly, I want to know where you come from and how did you use that to want to be on TV, and why do you want to be on TV?
Sure. I think there's always something sweet and beautiful about people who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. People literally make it and do big things and greater things in life. They most of them come from disadvantaged backgrounds, because once you are from that state, it gives you a thing that says you want to do the impossible. You want to explore. You want to leave life that's out of the comfort zone from what you used to. So coming from a hometown like Matatiela, deep down far in the Eastern Cape, where nobody knows as Lalini, literally where you just grew up watching SABC3, and not ever did you ever imagine that you might also be on SABC3. You know what I mean? So you wanna, you want more every time you get something to work with, because you start with campus radio, then from here you'll be like, I wanna do community radio. You go to community radio, be like, hey, but I can do more. You know what I mean? So you keep on exploring, and what gives you that sort of chance to explore is basically where you come from. So I had to use that so much to my advantage, and believing in yourself, because there's always something I always say, that if you don't believe in yourself, then who's gonna believe in you? If you don't take yourself seriously, then who's gonna take you seriously? I mean, you might be working for a station that does not take itself seriously, but if you take itself seriously, then people will also take the station seriously. Even if it's a TV show or whatsoever, but if you hone your craft, if you sharpen your skills, if you are active, making noise about it, don't care who says what, people are gonna talk. Whether you're doing good or bad, they'll always be talking. You know what I mean? So staying determined, focused, and doing it when you feel like it is the time to do it, not procrastinating. You know, those are really one of the things that like really kept me going, to be like, this is possible, black child.
I
can do it. It really does not matter who says what, how they say it, as long as I put my mind into it, it's possible.
Talking about great things and breaking
boundaries.
Boundaries. So yeah, that is really motivating, Tato. And I just wanted to say, you shouldn't like always tell yourself that you are a black child. You should firstly say, I'm a Christian child that happened to be black. You know, that's what's happening. And I know that you follow God, and He's your source.
I'm a born again Christian.
Exactly. So I just want you to know, I just want to know, but how do you go about with your source and praying? Because I really value God when you pray, and also align yourself and your dreams with what the universe has destined for you. And yeah, tell me about how you value your source and how you go about your spiritual life as well, because I have seen that it's also part of who you are.
It's a huge, huge part. Zanella knows so much. It's a huge, huge part about myself. I'm something that I always put before anything I do. Literally everything that I have, it comes from God. I trust Him. He's my source. I pray a lot. I grew up in a very prayerful family. My mother is a pastor.
Hallelujah.
So basically that makes me a PK. So I'm a preacher's kid. So I was that different child all the time. Abanye mabaya kusande school mina ngiqoke amathai. So mama nje kumele ngifane no baba, ngifane no mama, you know. I'm within, you know. So I've always grown up to be the child until I grew up to a certain age to know what, take a conscious decision to say, this is not something I am choosing because my family is in it, but it's something I'm choosing because I see that it's worked for them and it worked for me as well, and to give myself to the Lord, you know what I mean? So it's always been the drive, the source. I always say, everything or the things that I do, I get from the Lord. They'll never run out because I have a very good relationship with the source. So whenever you want something, you know exactly where to get it, because we are not looking for the blessings, but we're looking for the blessers. You know what I mean? Not the kind of blessers. I'm not talking about the ones
the blesser upstairs
with the No. There's a blesser upstairs. You know what I mean? So if there's really one thing that excites me, is having a very good relationship with Him, and the understanding that He's omnipresent. He's always there at all times. Literally everywhere I go, I make it known so that people can know and understand and believe. And He fights me all the times. Like everything I get is honestly through that. I wrote a tweet in a couple of days. I said, some of the breakthroughs that happen in my life are literally because I've got a praying mother.
Mm.
I've got nothing to do with it. I'm just looking at it like, Lord, I didn't pray for this one. You know, but just fearing him and also being brought up in that kind of family.
Yeah.
Prayer works all the time, trust me.
Fireworks.
It's like a candle. It works all the time.
It's like a candle that never stops burning.
Never. So yeah, man, we just really keep on moving, and it's very important.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of who I am. It's the base, it's the foundation, my grounding. Really, I'm nothing without my faith.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
When I asked that question, I knew I was gonna get a lot out of it.
Hey,
yeah, exactly. We are going to get a lot out of it. It's
like you
motivating.
Know more than what you're not actually talking about. But I also remember when watching a presenter search, because I was actually following him, like in a lot of things that he was doing, because there's also 5FM that came through. There's Big Five where individuals had to like do a video for like 10 minutes on a daily basis on what they get up to on campus and gym life,
sure.
The gym and all of that. So that's where I actually followed him. And also, yeah, it actually goes way back. PSA, when you were doing Mr. and Miss PSA,
yes.
I think it was 2017, 2018.
Yes.
And then I got like goosebumps when I was watching the presenter search. I was like,
let me tell you how I met Iverson. Are you ready for this one? So it's a boring, lousy day. I'm feeling very defeated about life. You know, there's a thing about social media that we put up as people that work in the media space.
Yeah.
Us. We always try, feel the pressure to always put this happy side of us all
yeah.
the time. Sometimes I always say, yes, it's good, because there's people that rejoice in your sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to be very careful. There's always people that always come to me and be like, hey, dude, I said, you've got a very nice life. You're doing it very well. Like, your things seem to be camera action.
Yeah.
It's not always like that.
It's not
hey,
bad.
There's times
yeah.
whereby you literally shut down yourself. You feel like being alone. And you'll be like, what is going on to me? The state of feeling literally alone. So it was those kind of days where I'm just like, hey, man, I'm doing this, but I need more of it. I don't know. Am I supposed to be doing it? You know, there's just so many things going on. And then this DM comes through. I don't even know this guy. Excuse me. And then the DM speaks about how inspired he is because of the work that I do, who I am and what he wants to do. You know, it's really complimenting everything that I do. And it was a pickup, my brother.
Yeah.
It really was. And I saw it, I'd be like, hey, so I am actually doing something.
Yeah.
You know, because it's those kind of things that come at a later stage whereby you realize that I'm doing something positive. I'm doing something that's inspiring somebody out there. And there's always one thing I've seen about people is that people don't speak most of the time when you're doing good.
Yeah.
Mm. Once you start slipping and losing the focus,
that's where
then
they
you get
come
to see,
in.
Oh, so many people were watching me, but now all of a sudden, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we saw you.
But yeah, we saw you. We've been seeing you. People have been watching. So it was that kind of situation. And then really from there, I grew to know you.
Yeah.
You started developing yourself to who you want to be.
Yeah.
And look now, Madiba's Radio. Trust me, it all has to start here.
Somewhere.
Exactly.
And also, it's that kind of thing whereby when doing something, that always people are always watching you when doing something. So it's actually a great thing when you do something at your best capability.
Exactly.
So because you don't know who is looking and who are you actually inspiring. Because you're not only just doing it for yourself, you do something to also inspire others.
People. Yeah, so it's together, very much significant.
Yeah, to also together with your Christian life, you as a Christian yourself, you do it. You do that being a Christian in inspiring others to also see the goodness that He provides in your life.
In you.
Mm. Yeah, talking about the way that day you met Iverson. Is that I was feeling that way at the beginning of this year, and my friend, I told her, you know what, I'm done with anything that has to do with pageants, or I'm just a failure in life. And she told me that, she sent me this part from a book that she read, that nobody who tries to do something great but fails is a total failure. Why? Because he can always rest assured that he succeeded in life's most important battle. He defeated the fear of trying. You tried, at least you did something, and from that process that you went through, somehow, some way, there are people who looked up to you and you inspired them. So the fear, we should just get away
I'm
from
gonna
fear
cry now.
and look at ourselves as winners every time.
Sure.
I'm going to say, I'm going to ask you this question. Are you immune from rejection? And how did you learn to be immune from rejection? I don't know. My questions, I feel like they're very intense, man. Mara, I want to know, man.
Like intense.
You know, I've been rejected for so many things in life. Really so many things that didn't really do much, hurt me or, you know, make me feel
but
a certain way.
But they push you
They push me to go forward.
Other things.
But I have never been rejected for anything that has to do with something I've believed so much that I can do. Now there was a difference. Now it really hit hard.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for so long. I've been with Bay TV. I've been doing my Divas Radio. I know I can present.
Sure.
I know I can speak to the people. I know I might not have the looks for it whatsoever, but I know it's there. I know it's my talent. I know I was born to do it.
Sure.
But now I'm getting a rejection for something I've believed I could do for so long. It was the first time, and I really must admit to you, it really hit hard.
Yeah.
It did. We didn't see it because obviously, you know how we play our cards, just making sure we keep it moving.
Yeah.
We keep it moving. And now here's the sad thing about it. When it happened, the show was pre-recorded.
Okay.
So I knew a week before it aired that I was eliminated on the competition.
Okay.
Yeah.
But obviously because of the contract you signed, you're not allowed to say and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then when it aired, I had already known what was going to happen. So imagine coming back from Cape Town on a Wednesday. Today we're going to play an episode where I survive elimination, but I know that we've already pre-recorded next week's episode. So people are like, yo, Tata, you're doing very well. You're very excited. They don't know that Gita is already out. And you got to keep the smile. You got to keep the thank yous. You know, when in church, they clap hands and be like, Tata, we're very excited for you. Let's keep on praying. Then you know that, guys.
Because you're not allowed to share.
Anymore. So I wish I could tell you that it happened. So it kind of didn't really hit me at that time. Then when it aired and then comments and messages and calls and stuff started coming in, I was literally on the airport going for an interview the next morning. And I landed at a time where the show actually was, the show started at 7:30 and that was the time the flight was landing. So I wanted to watch it because I wanted to see my reaction.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember, did I cry? What happened?
Yeah.
Who cried? I really wanted to see so many things and hear what the judges said as well. And then immediately I just put all my bags. I was so crazy, guys, looking for Wi-Fi everywhere. And then I'd be like, and then I started sitting down, then I watched the thing and it was like, there was like a dark cloud kind of like coming over me, so much sadness. Literally at the airport I was with my producer from Bay TV and I didn't tell him that I'm eliminated, but he came with me to Cape Town. Like, dude, you gotta find out something at 7:30. And then he was watching, he could not stop crying. It was so sad. And then from that day I really excuse me, I really won't lie, it got really frustrating, it got really sad. But then, yeah, man, you know, we really keep on moving. It hit hard, but then when life throws you with lemons.
You make lemonade.
Shapa lemonade. So let's just play a track for two. Summer Digest.
I hope it's my favorite song, though. I wish you'd play me my song, but it's fine.
What's your song?
We'll talk when you come back.
Okay. So, yeah, let's just play Lalela by FR Souls Lalela. We still joined in studio by Utato, THATO.
Somebody said THATO. What is this?
THATO.
Come on, that's it.
I'm getting it.
I know, because of people saying Guana Wamusheshe. It's tough. It's one, guys. It's a child.
Mdwana.
Yeah. From the great Lesotho kingdom. because basically that's where we come from.
Yeah.
Originally, I'm from Lesotho.
Okay.
I'm from the royal family, so I'm actually a prince.
PK, prince. We're sitting next to royalty right now.
Royalty.
I've got royal blood running through my veins. I always say that. So,
do you feel treated like a royal person right now?
In South Africa? No ways.
No, I'm talking about now in studio.
Yeah, you gave me water. They gave me water, but they let me. So
you're doing us like that.
I feel like I'm royalty. Yeah, man. So yeah, you know when in South Africa, people don't really pay so much attention to these things. But if I go to Lesotho, like people bow down. They acknowledge that. You know, so one person wanted to do it because they know me from back at home, and I was just like, no, not here. Yeah, I felt like a bit like, it's quite awkward. But then at the same time, it's what we do. Culture.
Totally. So yeah. Since the topic of the day is about Valentine's, we did ask a question, and Valentine's is coming through. So how do you celebrate your Valentine's if you don't? So then, how do you feel about Valentine's if you don't celebrate it? Tato,
how do you
celebrate Valentine's if you do?
My mother's listening. What are you guys doing? Okay, there's a picture I put on my
Instagram. It's the TV.
Stories. On my stories. Okay. This guy is saying, I think it's a pastor. But you know how they change, they code things and then they put captions there. So they're saying, if anybody asks me if whether do I celebrate Valentine's, and that's my response. Do you want to know what he was saying?
What did he say?
I don't know it. I don't do it. I've never done. So it's always been that kind of thing. No, to be really quite honest, it's a day like any other day for me. I really won't lie. It's a day like any other day for me. I don't relate with the day. I don't relate with the day. There's nothing about it for me.
You don't
me
get
to
teddy bears and roses. And then you don't send love letters. Okay, we get it. You said it in a nice way, okay?
In a nice, polite way.
A polite way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So it's like any other day.
Okay. Fair enough.
Am I supposed to answer the question?
Why are you looking at me? why are you feeling a certain type of way?
Okay.
Do you celebrate Valentine's perhaps, or are you
do
also?
What is that?
You don't know.
What's happening? What
you
is
wear,
it?
You wear red and white. Go to church.
All right. Like, I've never celebrated Valentine's Day because I didn't have a boyfriend back then. But now I have a lover, my companion. Shout out to Kelezo if he's listening. Yeah, that's my... I hope he has something special for us this Friday.
No pressure.
But
don't put pressure on the poor Kelezo. It's tough out here.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to be spending my first Valentine's, but... I hope it's going to be...
It's actually in 3 days, right? 3 or 2 days.
Friday.
Valentine is coming.
Where is your girlfriend?
That song's been going all over social media. It's crazy.
So, yeah.
I know Everson celebrates Valentine's Day. You celebrate Valentine's Day?
It looks romantic.
Not really, because always when this time of the year actually comes by, there's nothing really special, but except for loving family and sisters, mother. So I really do love my mom because she's a single parent. So I guess I show my love to her and also the men upstairs. So Ezra will also be at church, so yeah.
Yeah, also because these are also an event that I'm going to be attending. To Find and to Keep.
Yeah.
It's by Pastor Jay, and Pastor Hlubi. So basically, it's a marriage seminar type of vibe. They speak to married people, single people, engaged people, teaching you about love, godly love, how to love the right way, and at the right time, what to expect, how to expect. Basically, grooming people and igniting the sparkle, the fire in marriage as well, because you know there's a huge rate of people who are divorcing, guys. Do you know that over 300 divorces were approved in Port Elizabeth in 2019.
What?
Literally. So you can imagine the number of people that are separating kids who are growing up without fathers and mothers, and it's that
divorces
kind of situation.
It's not cool. It's not nice. So what it does to our children, it's not really nice. So this Valentine's, make sure you choose someone that you are going to spend the rest of your life with. I beg, just for the future and the sake of your children. Yeah. Just to touch base on that, I know I'm being offensive or intense, but that's what I have.
So Tato, since it's actually 2020, what are your plans for the year? What do you plan to do?
Pressure.
Doing something?
No pressure.
That's pressure. I think every year we all have new resolutions. We want to do better than the previous year. 10 times better if we can. So definitely, I want to triple everything I've been doing last year.
Amen!
You know what I mean? So I really want to triple it. When the year started, it started on a very shaky note. Things were just not making sense. You guys know that recently at my radio station, I got fired. No, I was not fired. But the job ended, you know. So there hasn't been really those kind of things I'm used to doing them consistently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been a shaky start to 2020, not really what I had hoped for.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to really double everything I've been doing and get a permanent job on a TV radio station or something. You know what I mean? And just excel in every way.
It shall double low. It shall double.
Double.
I'm also working on my website.
Yeah.
Very soon. I used to have one, but then the app I had used to create it, launch or something happened with the whole entire company. So now there's been problems, but I'm working on a new one. So I'm gonna having a photo shoot very soon, and I'm excited about it. And we're gonna be uploading nice, cool pictures.
Wow! I can't wait for that.
Do it.
Is it gonna be posted on your Instagram? Please,
everywhere.
Tell us about your Instagram handles. We are about to wrap up the interview. Where can people find you, and how can they engage with you?
Okay, on Instagram it's Tato_Moshoeshoe. Facebook is Tato Moshoeshoe. Then Twitter is T_Moshoeshoe. So just search for Tato Moshoeshoe, you're gonna find me.
Yeah,
sure.
Twitter
knows my name now.
Yeah.
sure thing. And hopefully we do see you on our surely. So but it was a great session to have with you, and thank you for coming through, and
it is such an honor.
Do all achieve the great that you is destined for you. So great way.
Thank you for inviting me, guys. I really appreciate it. I mean, congratulations on your show. This is your second show.
Yeah.
Come on. You
the social
be
link
yourself.
Has Tato Moana Moshoeshoe in the studio.
Social link.
Such an honor to interview you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming
taking
your time very late in the night. And we really appreciate you. And do continue inspiring the kids out there.
I will continue.
Totally. And God bless you.
Definitely, I'll do it. We've got some super exciting things that we're going to be doing also this year. Very, very, very exciting announcements coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So people must just keep their eyes glued on social media. In a couple of days, very few days.
Tato, with the social link, we normally have a song request from the listeners. Because we have you tonight, do you